Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. Today's message is part 5 of a 6-part series entitled Songs of the Season, and today's message is specifically entitled Light of the World, based off of chapter 2, verses 1 through 20 of the Gospel of Luke. Let us dive into the Word today. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them.
"Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger."
Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened, and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Amen. We see and are drawn to the light because we live in a world that is filled with darkness. Christmas, for most of us, symbolizes an ideal world where humanity puts others first, where we show kindness, compassion, generosity, joy, and love to others, and where we receive the same things in return. The truth is that the light is not a fable, nor should it be remembered or looked to once a year, but it comes from Jesus Christ, who is drawing us to live in him, in the light, forever. Now let me ask you this. How many of you love Christmas Day and look forward to it? How many of you are happy to start hearing Christmas songs start playing around the 1st of October? How many of you are happy to have that shortly followed by Christmas decorations and advertisements? How many of you like the commercialization of Christmas? Now, I don't know about you, but I love the idea of giving gifts. In fact, I far more love to give gifts at Christmas time than I do to receive them. because I love seeing the joy and excitement in the eyes of those who receive something I have given to them. With that said, I dread shopping for gifts and procrastinate sometimes until the last second because of that dread. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not like the average guy. I am actually a mall rat. I love to go shopping. Any other year, any other time of year, and I could go shopping at you know, the drop of a dime and a moment's notice. I love to go shopping, but I find that Christmas shopping drains the excitement of Christmas right out of me. People don't even wait for Thanksgiving to end anymore. They're out looking for bargains, fighting for bargains, trampling over people for bargains, starting on Christmas Day. The malls are so packed. Extra security is needed. You see all of those the security towers out in the parking lot trying to ensure that people are following the rules and being nice to one another in this season of supposed kindness and joy and peace. You all know the scene because we've been there and lived that, right? Truth is, many of us have probably contributed to it. We're out there shopping with the rest of them. We're out there trying to find parking spots with the rest of them. We're out there trying to get to the stores to get the bargains with the rest of them. Most of us are excited about Christmas, but we cannot wait for Christmas to come, to be done with the hustle and the bustle, to finally get time to sit down and spend with our families, to see them opening the presents, awaiting the hope of a new year to come. The truth is, though, that we're not the only ones who have been awaiting the arrival of Christmas. In fact, we're not the only ones who have been anxiously awaiting the arrival of Christmas. All creation, all of God's creation has been waiting. Since the fall of humanity into sin and darkness, we have all been awaiting the end of this current era, this current broken world, where things are appear one way, but in reality they're another, right? And that's the season of Christmas, isn't it? It appears to be a season of hope and peace and love and joy. It seems to be a season of generous giving, of generosity, of time with your family. It seems to be a time of comfort and joy. A time to rejoice. And yet in reality, it is a time that stresses us out like no other time in all the year. So the truth is, we're not the only ones who have been awaiting the arrival of Christmas, the arrival of the end of this stressful period. We're not the only ones who have been awaiting the arrival of true hope, of true peace, of true joy, of true love. In fact, all of creation has been waiting since the fall of humanity into sin. We've all been awaiting the end of this era. And unlike the Christmas shopping season, however, this era of sin, darkness and death, is not just a cycle that comes and goes. Tomorrow, in fact, the season will be here, we'll be with our families, the stress will be almost over, and then we'll get back into the lull, into the more peaceful time that follows. But unlike this Christmas season, sin, darkness, and death is not just a cycle that comes and goes. Rather, it is a reality in which we exist, the only reality we've ever known. And we long for the time when the light of the world will actually snuff out the darkness. That is, in fact, the very hope that Christmas has to offer us. Amen? That is, in fact, the very hope that Christmas has to offer us. Not the commercial season of Christmas, but the birth of the Christ child. Let us start at the beginning of the Bible. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, God said, "Let there be light." Our world began with God's word. But the account continued, and tragically, humans turned away from God. And we looked toward ourselves. While God created and called light good, over and over again, we turn to darkness. When led out of slavery, we chose the darkness of the golden calf. When in the promised land, we chose the darkness of the idols of this world. Yet even in our darkest moments, God still speaks word of light and hope. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, the prophet proclaimed the promise of God that those who walk in darkness will see a great light. Tonight, my friends, we celebrate the light of the world. It may seem like the same old routine, the same old holiday traditions, but his birth, life, death, and resurrection, the good news that brought light into our dark world, is a story that never gets old. It is the story of our salvation. The moment where God proclaims to us, "I am," and "you are." I am God, and you are mine. Dear friends, tonight is not about decorations, presents, or parties you will go to after this message. Tonight and tomorrow are about a Savior born in a stable who is the path that leads to light. As you stand here on Christmas Eve, as you listen to this on Christmas Eve, it is getting darker outside. In fact, it could be dark outside, depending on where you're listening to this. What's more, you have darkness in your life. We all do. You simply need to follow Jesus, the light of the world. Friends, you could leave from listening to this tonight just like we do every other year. We could just go about our parties and traditions. We could go about our nightly setups, family gatherings, with business as usual. Then the same thing will happen next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. The same cycle playing over and over like Groundhog's Day, just repeating and repeating until we are no longer here for it to repeat. Or we could choose to live with the light, to walk in the light, and to be the light. We could choose to not only come and observe the birth of the Christ child, but to realize the birth of the Christ child, the light of the world, is within each of us. So I would like us to take a moment to pause and to reflect on God's presence within each of us. to meet Jesus face to face. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you and praise you for each and every person who is listening to this message tonight. Lord, I'd ask that instead of being caught up in the season of Christmas, let us, each of us, get caught up in the person of Christmas, the person of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to be a people who are filled with the birth of new life that comes through Jesus Christ, so that we may be in this world, but not of it, so that we may be representatives of your kingdom and not the kingdom of this world. Help us to bear witness to the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Thank you for tuning in, my friends. I hope that you found this message to be powerful and transformative and challenging. I, of course, wish you a very Merry Christmas and look forward to bringing you another message this coming Sunday, so tune in for that. Also, check out our episode notes where you can check out the Life-Giving Water devotions. You can check out the Party on Johncast and all of that fun stuff. In the meantime, friends, have a very Merry Christmas, and I will see you soon. Go in peace.